Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts. Happy New Year and welcome to episode 9. This is Lisa Rhodes. In this episode, Rachel talks with Jane Hunley, our middle school social studies department head, about Newzela. Afterward, Anne will spotlight one of my favorite products, Screencastify. I have a few announcements and updates. The new website is up and running. With a shortened URL, it is easy to find, www.lexingtonma.org. As with any launch, there will be a few bobbles. If you notice incorrect information or broken links, please email your building principal. Evidence. Remember, if you're having trouble uploading pictures, videos, or documents, please contact your building digital learning coach. Report cards. Remember to reach out to aspensupport@lexingtonma.org for questions or issues you may be having with Aspen. Spam emails. Spam and phishing are a nuisance which won't go away. Very recently, LPS administrators were again targeted. If a message looks suspicious, don't click on it. Other clues are a blank subject line and a request to purchase gift cards. Again, if it looks suspicious, don't click on it. Gmail questions. Recently, some messages have been going into social or promotions tab, not the inbox. According to Google, Gmail delivers emails to these tabs based on constantly changing algorithms that take variable data into account, including sender information, email content, and recipient engagement. There doesn't seem to be a quick fix solution at the moment. Please keep checking all tabs and drag the messages back to the primary tab. By doing so, all future emails from these sources will be delivered to the primary tab. Again, if you have any question, please contact your building digital learning coach.
All right, everybody. So I'm here this week with Jane Hunley, who is our social studies department head at the middle school level, and she teaches eighth grade over at Clark. So welcome, Jane.
Hi, Rachel.
And Jane joined us today. She actually asked to be on the show. Maybe she regrets that a little now, but
I'm sure she doesn't.
To talk about Newzela, which is a new technology tool that Jane really sought out and brought into our district, particularly at the middle school level around social studies work. So some of you may have used that. A lot of you probably have used it at the middle school level, but there's a free version that everybody can access. So Jane, maybe you want to start off by telling us like broadly what Newzela is and like how people can use it.
Okay. So Newzela is a database of current events stories tailor-made for classroom use. It's indexed by broad theme like war, peace, arts, science, health, law, money. Stories are both student-friendly and can be accessed in different formats by reading level. A lot of people use Newzela to differentiate nonfiction reading.
So it's a database, essentially, like the teachers, all the teachers in the middle school will have a login for it.
Yes.
And if you're at the elementary school, talk to your DLC because you might have access to it. And if you're at the high school, for sure, you can make a free account and access some of the resources. So you log in.
You log in with your Google account. Your students can log in with their Google accounts. It's linked at the middle school level to your Google Classroom.
Great.
So that's how you create basically electronic pathway between Newzela and your Google Classroom.
Right.
And you hand out your assignments to Newzela through Google Classroom.
That's perfect. So if you already have your Google Classroom set up, which many of you do, this will just work in conjunction with it.
It's super easy.
Okay, great. Yeah. So primarily what it is nonfiction reading, but there is interactivity built in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with each article, there are quizzes, four question quizzes that are designed with Teachers College at Columbia.
Oh, perfect.
In New
I didn't
York.
Know that.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome.
The quizzes cover 8 different reading skills.
Okay.
And the articles can also be annotated by the students.
Yep.
And then there's a writing prompt with each article.
Okay.
So then there's also a 4-point rubric that they've developed to grade the writing prompts.
So that sounds like a lot. In practice in your classroom, do you use all those features?
It depends
okay.
on what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll just assign the writing prompt if I'm mm-hmm. really looking for a deeper understanding.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll just assign the quiz. Sometimes I'll really just want kids to annotate the
okay.
article. And we'll go from there. Rarely do I assign all 3.
Like the whole shebang.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is a lot. And
yeah.
I'll get that same reaction from my students.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And it's nice as a teacher to have access to all those tools, but then yeah. you get to pick and choose what you use.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And if you don't, if the quiz questions or the writing prompt don't fit what you're looking for
yep.
in terms of the skills or the content understanding, you can change.
Oh, great.
The quiz questions and the writing prompt.
And so if you make that change goes out to all your students.
It will go out in the version that you changed it.
Okay.
Because since you can change to 4 or 5 reading levels per
okay.
article, it will change it in, let's say you change it in the original.
Okay.
Article, it will change it in that
okay.
one, but not in all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So help me understand what this tool helps you
yeah.
and your department to do that you couldn't
right.
otherwise do without technology
yeah.
or without this tool specifically.
Right.
I think something you keyed into already was the differentiation, and that's what I love about
right.
it. So maybe start
right.
there.
Right. So I'll give you an example that's been really poignant for me this year. So in social studies, we work a lot with primary source documents.
Right.
So they have a ton of those in Newzella, and one of them happens to be the Constitution,
great.
Which is super helpful for us in 8th grade. And, you know, that's a really heady document even for adults
agreed.
To deal with. So what I did this year is I had kids look at it on the original version
yep.
of the Constitution, understand the format of it, the articles,
sure.
Kind of how it's laid out. And then they were able to change the reading level on their own.
Great.
So that way they could see every part of it in language that they could understand.
Great.
So if they were reading at a lower reading level, they could change it on their own to that
yep.
reading level and then annotate it according to my directions at that reading level.
And so I recall that Newzella is going to present the text on the screen.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of just like a drop down that you can move to change the reading level.
Yes.
Right? So it's super
exactly.
easy, like within, while you're looking at the reading, it's not like you have to go somewhere else, open something different. It just like manipulates the document that's on the screen in front of you.
It is
right?
so easy to change the reading level.
Yes.
And once Newzella has, I think it's 4 or 5 reads from a student.
Yep.
So let's say even in my class, they have 1, maybe in another class, they have 4. But once they have 4 or 5, I think, interactions with Newzella.
Yeah.
The algorithm picks up what level they're reading at, and
okay.
they'll Newzella will automatically feed
sort
them
to start there
that reading level.
Okay.
So that way kids will be like, oh, I'm reading at, you know, Lexile 1030 or whatever it
yep.
is. And so they might not have to change it all the time.
Okay. Because it's using some smart machine learning to
yeah.
to know who they are and what they're doing there.
Yes.
And then the kid can still, on top of that, change it. If it's a super dense article, they might want to
yes.
change it further.
Yes.
And what I really like about it, because it's presented digitally on their computer screen, everybody looks the same in the classroom.
Absolutely.
And I think this yeah. is a nice opportunity for kids to embrace using, like changing that reading level, because nobody knows. I think especially at the middle school level,
right.
we know what everyone's doing and we know what everyone got and we know you got this different thing. And like, we're very aware of how we fit in the group.
Right.
And this, I think, removes that for kids who are paying super attention to where they fall in line with their peers.
Absolutely.
So I think it's more likely to be used than some of the other ways that we have given out differentiated materials in the past when we were more paper-based. So I love
right.
that.
Right. And for an example, To piggyback on that around the Constitution, when I was showing them that, I tell them, you know, this is hard for me to read at the original level. So I will look at it at a lower reading level so I can understand it, but then maybe go back. Look at the original and be like, oh, that's what that word meant. So
It is kind of like an old like Cliff Notes.
Yes.
Right. For something dense like the Constitution, because you can toggle between the Constitution in its original format and then go back and come back and forth.
Absolutely.
That's a great example.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me about student use of it and how students like it, because did you try it a little bit last year? And then this is like the first year we've really had it.
So we've only used the free version
in
the past. And so because my department is undergoing some curriculum review and some changes, especially eighth grade with some new state standards, we purchased what are called custom collections for eighth grade. So Newzella is building two new units for us this year. And because of that, the entire middle school level, all students and teachers receive the free accounts.
Yeah.
So that's why we're really interested and excited in it for everybody this year. So this has really allowed kids to embrace it across curriculum.
Right.
So what I've heard from my kids this year is that they really love being able to change the reading levels.
Yes.
They really like that they are able to look at a variety of different articles.
Yes.
Not just social studies type of things, but in science, I know they're using it.
Yeah.
They're also using it in Spanish if they have Spanish classes. Yeah. So they're really engaged with the different types of topics.
Yeah. And I think when we look to do research and trusted resources, now this is a place that kids know that they can go if they're doing a research project in a class that maybe isn't even using this tool. They still have exposure to it from their social studies class and know this is a place that I can go and learn more about X, Y, and Z. And it's a trusted resource, which is a great skill to be teaching kids in this digital age.
Exactly.
So, cool. Yeah. And what about your teachers? They love it.
They love it. Yeah, they're really interested in it. It saves so much time that we don't have to rewrite these complicated articles from, you know, we like to use articles from the Washington Post or the Atlantic or things like that. But most of our eighth graders can't really understand.
Yeah, that kind of those are high level.
Right.
Cool.
So it's been really good.
Awesome.
Really good for us.
And you said that it translates in Spanish.
Yes, it translates in Spanish.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's down to about a second grade reading level for most of the articles.
That's great.
So a Spanish teacher was telling me that she was using it for a research project for her class. So
that's awesome.
That's great.
So they can do the research in Spanish because they can change the reading level depending on where they are in their learning Spanish.
Yeah.
And I would imagine it works the inverse of that. So if you have an English language learner in your classroom,
who speaks Spanish,
it's social studies, then they can change the article. And back to your Constitution example, if they're an English language learner in social studies class speaking Spanish, they can take a look at the original document in English and then look at it in Spanish and then look at it in English, maybe drop the reading level down and then look at it in Spanish. So they get that experience of both the languages and can use the support of their native language of Spanish and have access to the English document. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
That's a great idea.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
While we wrap up, I would like to hear, because we want people to use that.
Absolutely.
So, what about teachers who haven't used it yet or know that their students have accounts or took a look at it or went to a training with you, but haven't started yet? Any tips for someone who might be nervous about trying it or stumbling blocks other people have had? Or what's your advice?
So I would definitely talk to, at the middle school level, Eddie Davey or Howard Wolke. They're great resources. Yeah. They've done a lot of research and they understand how it works.
Yeah.
And they're excited to help people. Also, the department heads have gone to a training on Newzella, so they know about it as well.
Great. And all the department heads.
All the department heads at the middle school level.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. And also your PLC could be a place to figure out if it's something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
And this just occurred to me, it could also be something for a summer LEF grant if people want to, you know, dive into a little bit with a unit.
Particularly in those other content areas that have access to it, but aren't as richly supported as social studies being the driver here.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
And in the meantime, if you're curious about it, talk to your DLC or your department head to get like a preview. But I'm sure that, you know, through your PLCs, somebody on your team might be using it, and you can always go in and see what it's like.
Absolutely.
You know, so you can sort of get that test run in someone else's classroom to see how kids use it and how the teacher teaches kids.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else, Jane?
Or people can ask me, Rachel.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
and
Rachel.
Thanks for having us. Okay. And I look forward to seeing how this goes for teachers and students.
Great. All
right. Thanks, Jane.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anne here, and I'm going to share about Screencastify. Screencastify is a Chrome extension that allows you to record your screen. LPS pays for the Pro version, which also allows you to edit videos. With Screencastify, you can record your whole screen or just a window and record your voice or include your face as well. A common use for Screencastify is to record a lesson if you're going to be absent, or short instructional videos so students can review directions multiple times. You can also give video feedback so your students can see what you're referring to in real time. Teachers have also assigned Screencastify to students with slideshow projects, having them voice annotate their slides. Some teachers have used it to flip lessons, giving their instructions in a video, and having discussions and follow-up in class. Please check our website for actual examples and reach out to your DLC with questions. I hope you enjoy trying Screencastify.
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at LexTechIn10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.